Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about the best and the worst of humanity. And when we talked earlier in the week, I made the suggestion that most people are generally good. But if you choose to look at the negative side of things and the negative side of people, then that's what's going to show up for you all the time. And one of the things that really drives that negativity, and you've heard me speak about it before, I'm sure, is the idea of media. We choose to tune into media that can be very, very negative. So think about this. If you had the ability to shine a light on the worst atrocities that occur on the planet each day, then you had a master production team that could put it all together and deliver it to you in what I'll call a professionally done package. That would be the news, right? That's what we're tuning into each day. However you get it, whether it's on CNN or Fox or whatever you're doing to get your news, that's the way it's coming to you, right? And the media has become very negative, and the reason for it is because that's what drives ratings, right? The bad news makes people tune in. The more catastrophic, the more anger-invoking, the better it is. That's what works for ratings. That gets eyeballs to the TV. I don't know why we like this so much as a species, but for whatever reason, that's what's getting us to watch. And since ratings are driving advertising dollars, it's this vicious cycle that just repeats itself over and over again. Show us things that are really negative and really bad and horrendous, and we'll keep watching it. And as long as we keep watching it, that brings advertisers to you, and you make money, and we keep watching, and that's how it goes. But it doesn't have to be that way. Why would you want to subject yourselves to the worst things that happen on the planet every day? Why not just divert your attention to somewhere else and start to look back at some of the positive things that happen? There are plenty of them out there. And there are ways to get to them, and that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. But just be aware that most of what you're getting out of the mainstream media, unless you're taking the time to really go through what you subject yourself to, but most of what you're getting has a negative bias. Just become aware of that bias and start to take steps to mitigate your exposure to that negativity. If nothing else, just be aware what's coming at you and that it is negative. That's the start. Tomorrow we'll pick up from there and look at ways on how you tune into the positive. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please ask them to subscribe. You can do it at joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher so that they can pull on the podcast. I'd also appreciate it very much if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, if you yourself could do it. And if you feel comfortable leaving a comment, it would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We'll get into the idea of how you tune into the positive.